This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The opening half hour will be filled with pent-up anger. Don't you think, Todd?
Probably, and it's not from us because I'm pretty happy today.
I mean, I'm just... Everything's cool. I feel great. But Matt Cotrillo is going to be on. You know, all I know is that I've heard reports that when he was not on the show yesterday, a lot of it they could hear in the neighborhood. Trim that thing. Let's go, kid. Move it. Come on. Where's the other one with the lawnmower? I mean, there was a lot of yelling. I mean, it's just too much, don't you think? Just a lot of yelling. Because he hasn't been able to get certain things off his chest.
I'm just hoping it's one of those plastic line weed whackers and not one of the metal line weed whackers.
Again, I'm very concerned about child labor laws. This... half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. All right, get your journey started today. Go to NILGameChangers.org. The NBA draft is tonight. There's a good chance the Sixers will foul it up. Why? Past history. They're not good at it. I mean, they're just not good. Oh, man. So tonight, Atlanta picks first. And then it's Washington and Houston. Then it's San Antonio, Detroit, Charlotte, Portland, San Antonio, 8. Memphis, Utah, Chicago, Oklahoma City, 12. They get the pick from Houston. Sacramento, Portland. That was all part of that deal to get Drew Holiday. I think it paid off for the Celtics. Miami, then Philadelphia picks 16. Now, once they're done botching it, then it's the Lakers. Orlando, Toronto, Cleveland, New Orleans. Phoenix, although when we had the meeting about this, the suit referred to them as Pahonix. I don't understand. Milwaukee. Then the Knicks had back-to-back picks 24-25. They picked up Mikal Bridges from the Nets last night. That's a pros pro they picked up. Washington, Minnesota, Denver, Utah, and for some odd reason, the Celtics are drafting last. Oh, that's right. They won it. There are only 58 picks. The Sixers were hit with a tampering charge, so they lost one. I can't remember who the heck they tampered with, but I sat back, you tampered to get him? Like, okay, I tampered to get Steph Curry. Oh, no offense, but I see the logic. The Sixers, I only know that. They tampered to get some guy. You just sit there and go, you had to tamper to get him? Really? Oh, they forfeited their pick, which would have been 49. Phoenix also was hit with tampering, and they forfeited their pick, which would have been 58.
It's for when they signed P.J. Tucker.
No. Is that the one?
Yeah, they had to get rid. They have to get rid was of three second-round picks 3 years
in
a row.
It was Tucker?
Yes.
They tampered to get him? Really? You sit back and go, you got to be kidding me. Ah.
Hey, when you can be the first one to call the 37-year-old forward, you take that chance, Steve.
Are you okay?
No.
We'll take a break. We'll hear from the Magic Man in a moment.
You got Dave Taylor?
I wish. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
All right, brace yourself. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both businesses and athletes. Go to NILGameChangers.org. Is he ready?
He's ready.
Are you ready?
Kind of.
Let her rip.
You better brace yourselves today because, you know, it's actually a good thing that we're doing this today instead of yesterday because there's a lot that's happened in the past 12 to 24 hours that I need to get off my chest. So this actually worked out perfectly today. Not like Giancarlo Stanton striking out on a 3-2 pitch that's way outside, like, you know, on the other side of the stadium.
Yeah, but that's an average day.
Correct. Doesn't matter anyway because yet we have another hammy to talk about.
These are your people that you root for.
That's not on the agenda today.
I mean, these are the people you root for, and they barely play.
Yeah. I never wanted this guy, but having said that, I'll get back to the Yankees in a second because there's a couple of things I need to get off my chest, and I get it. This is the first like real rough patch that they had so far this year. But we'll get to them in a second. But first, I have a bone to pick with. Now, of course, you're in the minority, Steve Jones. We all know that. Of your boiled, rotten Boston sports fan base. Okay. You get yet an 18th NBA title, another title parade to go to, and I'm hearing complaints all over social media that there's a shortage of ice at Dunkin' Donuts because nobody can have their Dunkin' Ice coffee while you celebrate another stinking championship parade? Well, what is this? What is this? Last night, I had John Paul poop on my shirt as I'm trying to get the other two to bed. That's problems. Not having ice for your stinking iced coffee so you can enjoy another stinking NBA championship. You know what my advice is to all Boston fans right now? Shut up and enjoy another stinking championship parade that you get. Enough with the ice. Bring it from home, pack it yourselves, or have a regular coffee for a change, or go to Starbucks. I don't care. But I don't want to hear about your shortage of ice after you celebrate another sports championship. Give me a break.
Maybe they lost the recipe.
Well, if they did, that won't be that difficult to find.
So the magic child pooped all over you? That's great.
Yes, and appropriately enough, as we bring in the aforementioned New York Yankees, I was wearing one of my Yankee shirts last night, And I said to Lisa, I said, that is the perfect example. I'm going to bring it on this show tomorrow, which is now happening at this very moment, that it is a perfect example of how badly the Yankees are playing right now. And Giancarlo Stanton himself, and John Paul even knew it, because he pooped on my Yankee shirt last night. It just goes without saying. And also, it also is a perfect symbol of how badly Aaron Boone is managing this team right now. First, let me start off with the recent return of DJ LeMahieu. This guy, once again, very similar to Stanton, had been productive, had been a good fielder, but he can't stay healthy. And ever since he's come back, he really hasn't produced much. And this even goes back to last year. But yet you have a good younger player, homegrown player, played for our Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, and that's how his career really took off, and is Waldo Cabrera, who has been producing both with his glove and his bat this year consistently from the get-go, going all the way back to spring training. He's taken another step in his career, and yet we owe something to DJ LeMahieu. Now, maybe this is coming from Brian Cashman in the Genius Analytics Department, or not, but I don't care who it's coming from. This organization owes nothing to DJ LeMahieu, nothing, because the guy can't stay healthy and hasn't produced, and you have a good young player who you can build around for the future. At third base, you can put him anywhere in the infield, and he's got a good bat. He's a solid bat to have and reliable bat to have at the bottom of the lineup. And we're taking him because we owe something to DJ LeMahieu for things he's done in the past? Stop it! I don't want to see DJ LeMahieu in the lineup anymore. Put Oswaldo Cabrera in the lineup every day. Secondly, Gerrit Cole was horrible last night. I thought he was okay. I didn't think he was that great as everybody says he is. I mean, if you look at the stat line, it looks like it's a fairly solid return back. I didn't think he was. I thought in the first start earlier in the week, he still looked a little bit, maybe fragile is not the right word, but he still didn't look like 100% strong. And when the Yankees brought him back from the minors from two rehab starts, in which he looked good. The one in Somerset, he gave up a home run or whatever, but he only gave up two hits. But he wasn't fully back to a 100-pitch count. And at the time, now it hasn't happened now, in the last couple of weeks or so, in this 3-8 stretch for the Yankees, that the starting pitching was somehow still hanging on. So as long as the starting pitching was still hanging on, the offense was still going well, everything was clicking well, you keep him in there for a couple more starts to build him back. And let's say things have gone the way they are the last week or so. Then you know what? The All-Star break's not that far away. Save him to the after the All-Star break when you're in the big stretch run and see what other moves you can make. There's no reason why to rush him back. Maybe he did feel good. Maybe this is just me and he actually felt good and it is what it is there. But I still don't think he looks fully strong enough to return to the rotation. And you saw it all fall apart last night. I mean, it's that... That is one thing I think that has been mishandled a lot is bringing Gerrit Cole back, and I think was way too soon.
I'd like to point out that your son is not the first person who wanted to poop on a Yankees jersey.
Yes, you are accurate about that.
That's my only comment on your rant.
And then the next thing goes with Sixers and the NBA, which is now becoming even more nauseating after the trade last night with Brooklyn sending Mikal Bridges to the Knicks. And now all I see this morning, all day, is the Nova Knicks, this, that, and the other thing. All right, enough. I get it. I don't need to hear it every 5 seconds. And this is exactly what the problem is now with the NBA.
You drafted Bridges.
You have all these nauseating front-runner fan bases coming back like the Knicks fans are.
You drafted
and you have
Bridges.
A product that's getting worse.
Your team drafted Bridges.
And that's the next point I'm going to make here. And it's all the Sixers' fault. Because, yes, they had Mikal Bridges, and they traded him for a guy in Maurice Speights who had this incredible wingspan. They were so obsessed about that they forgot that, he really can't play basketball or even get a rebound or shoot the basketball, and they had a guy that could. They had a guy that they could build around. If they had him and Joel Embiid right now, I mean, this is a totally different story for the Sixers. This is just one of the many issues that the Sixers front office has had. And once again, I'll have to have this separate conversation again. We've had it before. But again, it starts with the top all the way down. So guess what? The Sixers put themselves, they have nobody but themselves to blame for what has happened now and where they are right now in the scheme of things. They are, I want to say light years, but they are far behind the Celtics and now the Knicks because of this. Even if they get OG Anunoby, who is the guy they should be going after, and not a guy like Paul George. Let the Warriors have him. Let the Clippers have him. Whoever wants to have him, let him have him. The guy can't play anymore. I don't want him on the Sixers. That's the wrong guy to go after. You need a guy to complement Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid, like I've said for the 1,000th time, and a guy like OG Anunoby would do that. It's like I'm banging my head against the wall with this team. So I didn't think I was going to say this a couple of years ago, but guess what? I am all fired up about the Flyers because at least Mitch Kopf is now coming to Philadelphia, it seems, although Stoholt might break until I see him in a Flyer uniform in the preseason and the regular season. But guess what? I'm all about the Flyers and see what happens with this Mitch Kopf kid now from the KHL, and I couldn't give a darn now about what the Sixers do unless they totally blow me away with something they do in the draft tonight, which I highly doubt, because they're in that no man's land spot in the first round, and then you really don't get much from second round picks. Or if they somehow smart up and do something and blow me away in free agency, which I don't think is likely. So yes, the tides have turned, at least for me, and that the Flyers are way more watchable right now than the Sixers. And in fact, the whole NBA, to me, is borderline, it is unwatchable. It's not borderline anymore. It is unwatchable. Just look back at how bad the finals were to give yourself an example.
Zaire Smith, by the way, has been making a comeback in the G League, just so you know.
Oh, good. I'll have to watch for that and see if maybe they'll sign him, and then he'll get 2 rebounds and 2 points and then never play again.
Just thought I'd point it out since he's your guy.
Thank you. That makes me feel so much better. But yeah, it's okay. He's got a wingspan of 87 inches or whatever that ridiculous number was back in the day.
Yeah. There you go. He's with the Cleveland Charge, by the way.
Okay, good. Now I'll take note of that. I'll be sure to watch.
Look, they've got the 16th pick tonight?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Yeah. Can't wait for it.
Will I be watching? No. I will be watching Yankees-Mets.
Hoping to even the series?
Sadly, yes. But I would rather watch that right now than watch the NBA draft and see the Sixers probably screw something up as usual. And then also have to hear about the Knicks and this trade for most of the time tonight, since ESPN is the one that keeps doing the coverage here of the draft. I don't need to nauseate myself and vomit all night from all that coverage.
Well, you could add Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Could add both.
Exactly. This is a combination of both the NBA and the Sixers that have screwed this up. Exactly. You're exactly right. That's what makes it more frustrating, is the Sixers really did all this to themselves and to us now, the fan base, who
and
could have suffered through all this now.
And could have had Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
And Mikal Bridges.
They had him. Yes. I know.
Wow.
Yes.
Maybe they'll make a deal and get Caitlin Clark.
You know what? I would take it. I would welcome her with open arms, because it seems to me that the WNBA is never going to put a franchise in Philly and focused on putting a team in Canada for whatever reason, but that's another topic.
Caitlin Clark might be the best shooter they ever put around Embiid.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's probably right.
Clark-type shooter is what they've needed for all these years that they're wasting with Joel Embiid.
I mean, you always hear people talk about the process all the time with their own teams, right? The Sixers are the one that really invented the term. And to their credit, they're an embarrassment to the term.
Exactly right.
They got
Embiid. Got them absolutely nowhere except for Joel Embiid, but that's about it. in terms of moving further on in the playoffs, they've gotten absolutely nowhere. Excellent work, Sam Hinkie. Excellent work, Brian Colangelo. Excellent work, Elton Brand. Excellent work, Daryl Morey.
Well, they're the only city I know of that wanted to have a parade for the MVP. What does that get you?
I think that perfectly sums it up, because we've had nothing to celebrate with all of this nonsense of the process. We're trying to get something out of it because we've gotten absolutely nothing from it. Because we have a bunch of jabronis running this organization.
Repeating once again, John Paul Cotrillo is not the first person that ever wanted to poop on a Yankee jersey.
There it is.
He's sort of become a folk hero now to a lot of people that don't know him.
Oh, there you go.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. Join me on Wednesday, August 7th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the 33rd Annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Get your four-person scramble team together to support the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. There are loads of prizes, including hole-in-one closest to the flag, longest drive, and more. Call 570-556-4191 to get registered, and then join me and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation Wednesday, August 7th at the 33rd Annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, Cotrillo Rant, all those. No, that's not one of them.
I don't know if you can insure that.
I can insure it. I can assure every week that he'll do it. Whether we can insure it is a different story. But they take care of all your insurance needs. And, you know, look, the vast majority of us don't have a single insurance need. We have multiple insurance needs. They handle them all. They'll do everything they can to save you money, because customer service means everything to them. You're not a number. You're somebody that has needs. Their job is to take care of your needs and save you money along the way when it comes to what the world of insurance. And the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament will be August 7th, Susquehanna Valley Country Club, to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. All right. So let's get to a couple of notes here before we get to the draft tonight. So let's slide away from that for a second. One, when this... They indicated yesterday the NCAA meetings are finishing today, so today would be when things become official, but they've already indicated what they're going to do. One is no more limits on the number of coaches on the field or in the game for a school. Right now it's 11. It has been 11, 10 assistants plus the head coach. And, of course, everybody's been hiring analysts and so forth. Grad assistants can always coach, but analysts cannot do on-the-field coaching, game or practice. That limit is, which we thought a year ago was going to be lifted, was not. It was surprised everybody. Now, they put in a proper caveat, and that is only 10 coaches are allowed to go out and recruit.
Okay.
So, that's a step in the right direction. Imagine how Scott Frost feels about that. Does he get hit at Nebraska for that? And but I'll give you an let me give you an example of that, how this can really come into play. Let's take Justin Lustig. He is Penn State's new special teams coordinator. But Justin also works with the outside linebackers and the nickelbacks. Okay? And now you can have, for example, an analyst that while Justin is out there with Tom Allen working on those spots, that can be working with the specialists off to the side. That's just an example of what you can do with it.
Do they have like an official kicking coach, or is this a, this is sounds like that you can do something like that, right?
Right, exactly. And I, for example, they don't. But yeah, that's. You know, you can do that. And Penn State has a lot of talent and analysts, and now the ability to use them on the field is going to be, I think, is going to be big. And other schools can do that, too. So that's one. And then the next one is they want to cut back, roll back, the number of days to be in, that you can enter into the transfer portal. Right now in football, it's 45, but they want to roll it back to 30. And then college basketball, they want to roll that back to 30. And they want college basketball's 30-day window to be open after the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament. Which is fine. Instead of having it open up, oh, it's like a 45-day period that opens up and right after the Final Four. Now they want to open it up the weekend after, the Monday after the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament.
What does that do? Not a lot, does it? Changing it from 45 to 30? I mean, it just makes them push the decision, make the decision faster, I guess.
Well,
but.
I think in terms of roster construction for schools, right, by pushing it, by condensing it like that, I think it helps you to make decisions. Right? I think it helps you on that. And I think the movement will be, even though you can put your name in during the 30 days, you can wait 90 to 120 to make your decision. That's up to you. But most do make their decision relatively soon. And I think they would condense that. And I think that that would be beneficial because most players, for the most part, you know, they'll take a couple of official visits and then they make up their mind. That's what most of them do. And I think by roster construction is difficult these days because of it, because you don't quite know what it, you know. You don't quite know until finally everything settles. And I know this. Because when I'm putting together my charts in the off season, I have to wait a while on certain teams. The quick six fix, or the quick fix six, as they're called at UCLA, the quick fix six, they have six transfers. Okay. They finally got them all settled in. So that's being put out there, and that should probably get through by the end of the day as well. I mean, that should probably get through by the end of the day as well. Because I think the transfer portal window is just way too big. You know, you're going along, and after 30 days, you still got 15 more days to wait? Hey, come on. So that's that one. And I don't, you know, again, they're not putting a limit any longer on the number of times you can transfer. There's no limit on that. And by the way, if a coach is either fired or resigns, takes another job, whatever, everybody in that school automatically has, you know, on that team has 30 days. So that's still in place too. Then there is this one from Elevates Insights. They released an estimated jersey patch valuation for the top 50 college football and men's basketball college programs for 25-26. And they say that if you were to get a jersey patch, which right now is still not approved, the top jersey patch valuation for a college football program would be $6 million. The top jersey patch for men's college basketball, a top program, would be $2.2
million. That's a pretty fair percentage of 22.
Yeah. And again, that's part of what they're, you know, what they're saying with this. You need to make a dent in all this. And, you know, Elevate's a sports business consulting firm. And for college football, the assumed 2.25-inch square inch ad patch would be smaller than the 3.5 by 4.5 that NFL teams wear in their practice jerseys. There's no question it would unlock money. I mean, the Sixers, for example, actually were the first ones to do this kind of deal back in 16-17. It was a 3-year, $15 million deal. Well, now the Sixers deal's up to $10 million a year, and the Warriors are at $20 million a year. And that's, I mean, that's how much money it can mean. Now, when you do that, let's point this out. When you do this, who does it take pressure off of? It takes pressure off the donor base. Donors are always going to be critical of college sports. Always. No getting around it. Always going to be. Okay? But if you have the ability to take some pressure off that donor base, especially in this world, that's going to be important. To me, it is.
You know, I think the last time we talked about this, I mentioned that I saw the Golden State jersey, the patch in the State Farm ad.
Yes.
I wonder if, you know, if they think this through, if they can get a little more money if they let them put the patch into the EA Sports game so that this, all the patches are in there too.
Well, you know what? That's interesting you bring that up, because remember we were talking with Sweetie Murray?
Yes.
And the Yankees have star insurance on their sleeve. And he made the comment that he'll go to the stadium and he sees people wearing the Star Insurance logo on the jerseys. Why? Because they want the official jersey. See, that's what I think is that's what is fascinating, because it's on the official jersey. They'll buy it. Which, of course, if you're Star Insurance, that's exactly what you want, right?
It's the whole point.
Right. I mean, that's... They say the top 10 teams would average $4.6 million. Top program would average would get $6 million. So Penn State is supposedly in that top 10.
Patch on the uniform and the allowed stuff on the stadium, you know, you're getting to $10-12 million, almost half of that $22 million. That's, you know, they didn't approve it this year, but I can't imagine they're going to look at this, see the money they have to come up with, and not do it next year.
They just haven't approved it yet this year.
Oh, they can still approve it this year.
Well, they've approved the logos and the field, but they've, I think, tabled the other part. Now, I think you're right. By next year, I think they have to do it. I think the pressure is going to be great to do it next year. But you have to do it early. The reason you have to do it early is this. You have to give people the opportunity to go out and sell it. You just can't say a month before the season, hey, by the way, we're going to let you do this. No. I mean, you've got to be able to give people an opportunity to sell.
I mean, again, we're not worried about Penn State, but I just, every time we talk about this, I just don't get how somebody like, you know, how it's going to be sustainable for Kansas State to pay all those kids in men's basketball and, you know, and continue to pay out all this money in even eight years.
Well, first of all, I agree with you. I cannot picture this. You know, we talk about the ACC, for example, because it always is brought up because of the Florida State Clemson situation. Okay. And when they're sitting there and they're getting, what, 36 to 38 million? I think it was 34 to 38 million in their TV package. And they'll get money from the college football playoff, and they have their own individual radio deals that are not as extensive as Penn State's. Not even close, to be frank with you. You have to ask, how do they come up with the $22 million? I mean, they have to go to their donors and, like, big time have to come up with $22 million. Who, by the way, are the same donors they'd be going to for NIL. Now, of course, it has to be done independently to do that, but they're probably the same people.
I mean, those schools don't have the alumni base that some of these large Big Ten schools have. I mean, that's
right. They don't. They don't. But, yeah, that's... You know, that's a problem. And remember, I already did that story about Georgia on donor fatigue. This is Georgia. Okay? Donor fatigue.
And, you know, I agree with what Rich said earlier this week when he was on, was I'm not sure people have wrapped their heads around what all this involves yet. They see the money stuff and they're worried about money, but, you know, you always talk about unintended consequences. I don't think fans, normal fans, have realized where this might be going.
I'm not so sure athletic directors yet have a, like, across the board have.
That was my next line, and I'm not so sure. You know, I realize where it's going, but it just, I think we're going to see, you know, I think we're going to see some fundamental changes, and I think, you know, we're looking at a different sport even in 3 years from now.
Right. So, there it is. I mean, it's going to be there. Somebody said to me the other, I was speaking at Johnstown last week, and it came up, and somebody said, "Well, I already got that swoosh on there." I said, "Well, you want them to pay for the jerseys?" They went, "What?" I said, "You said you wanted to pay for the shoes and the jerseys?" They didn't realize they didn't pay for them.
Oh.
Okay.
That's why the swoosh is there, sir.
That's why it's there. Right? It's, I don't want it to look like NASCAR. I don't want it to look like NASCAR, but I think the way the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball have done it is acceptable. How about that? It's not like Premier League soccer. Fly Emirates. Now, which team? I don't know. Fly Emirates. Right? By the time the match is over with, I didn't really have anywhere to go, but I was booking flights on Emirates. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Just kind of felt that segment allowed the show to calm down a bit after the explosive opening half hour.
Yeah, well, you were sticking the needle in the mat about the 76ers at the end, and it turned into a full-blown shiv to me sitting here, naming all the players they could have had again.
Look, they traded for Zaire Smith. It just turned out it didn't work.
Yeah.
At all.
I was going to say, I haven't heard Maceo Spates' name in a long time, which was good.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about KCP, and that's what they need, is a 31-year-old guard.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I see a lot of speculation they might trade it for a veteran tonight. I'm with Matt. I don't want Paul George either.
Paul George is a good basketball player, but he's halfway between just another guy and a star. He's for some reason been given star treatment in the league, but he's halfway between.
He's almost as injury prone as Kawhi, too.
There are four guys in the Celtics I picked to take the last shot before him.
Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.